Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the comedy stars of our show, Marty Allen and Steve Rossi.
Hello there, it's me, Ringo's mother. We're very happy to be here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a very important announcement. If the fellas here who yesterday robbed the Las Vegas National Bank, would you please return to the bank tomorrow? Your pictures are ready. The only information we have is the getaway car was either a 1956, 57, 58, 59, or 60 Volkswagen. Now I lay me down to slumber. I pray to God I hit my number. If I should die before I wake, put 5 chips on number 8. We just finished our first motion picture, The Chalk Garden. We were in the bushes clapping the erasers. I said to my mother, would you like to go to the World's Fair? She said, no, I'd rather wait till it comes to the neighborhood. So I said to my father...
Hey, you know, talking about the World's Fair, last night I dreamt I was at the World's Fair.
You dreamt this?
Mm-hmm, I was the guest of honor.
That's what you dream?
That was what?
You know what I dreamt?
What'd you dream?
I dreamt I was lying on a beach with Sophia Loren and Bridget Bardot, and I was rubbing them with oil, and I was hugging them and kissing them. That's what I dreamed.
Why didn't you call me?
I called you. Your mother said you were at the World's Fair. Because of the holidays, I like to do a semi-religious poem. Here's to Eve, mother of our race, who wore the fig leaf in the proper place. Here's to Adam, father of us all, who was Johnny on the spot when the leaves began to fall.
Semi-religious. Right now, we'd like you to meet some famous people in the news. Here's the director of traffic here in Las Vegas.
Hello there. Move the cars up and down and get the truck out of the front of the sands.
Sir, how are you going to solve the traffic problem here in Las Vegas?
I'm going to make all the streets one way going west.
Then what?
Then it's Hollywood's problem.
Here's Governor Wallace of Alabama.
Hello there, you. I didn't go to school, why should they?
Governor, now that the Civil Rights Bill has been passed, what are you going to run for?
My life.
Here's Mr. Martin Luther King.
Hello there, they passed the bill.
How do you feel?
Man, I feel like a white tornado.
Oh, boy. Right now, we'd like you to meet Mr. Bobby Kennedy.
Hello there. Do unto others, then move to another state. It's a nice place to work, but I wouldn't want to live there.
I see. Bobby, if you don't become the New York senator, what are you going to do?
I'm going to run for president.
Of the United States?
No Teamsters Union.
Here's Senator Barry Goldwater.
Hey, Rocky! That's extremism.
Listen. Senator, how do you plan to campaign for the Negro vote?
By helicopter.
How many states do you think you'll carry in November?
All 13.
Here's President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Hello there, yippee! Want a spare rib?
Listen.
Got 3 weeks, I'll show you my ranch.
Mr. Johnson, how are you going to get the Catholic vote?
I'm having Humphrey baptized in the morning.
Not liking to meet Mr. Hubert Humphrey.
Hey, Miller!
Hubert, were you surprised? Were you surprised when you were named vice president?
Yeah, I thought he's going to give it to Bobby Baker. He knows more about vice than anybody in the country.
He does. Now I'd like you to meet former President Eisenhower.
Four.
Mr. Eisenhower, have you made up your mind about Goldwater?
I haven't made up my mind about Nixon yet.
And now I'd like you to meet Mr. Richard Nixon.
Hello there, my dog died. He was a big hit on television.
I know. Mr. Nixon, do you think a woman could ever become president?
Yeah, if she runs against me.
From Vietnam, here's General Maxwell Taylor.
What does
that mean?
Get me out of here.
And now I'd like you to meet America's leading racing car driver.
Hello there.
Sir, what kind of a car do you drive?
I drive an Italian racing car. Mozzarella special.
How much does it cost?
It costs $5,000.
That with everything?
No, $6,000 with anchovies.
Oh, with anchovies. Well, how many speeds does your car have?
Four. Fast, faster, very fast, and dearly beloved, we are gathered here.
Right now, I'd like you to meet General de Gaulle.
Bonjour there. C'est la guerre, pussycat.
General, how many men in the French army?
About half.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to meet America's number one spy. Here he comes. Are you really a spy?
No, I'm your Avon representative.
Tell me, how do you get information?
Dial 113.
What's the toughest thing about your job? Huh?
Getting the secrets back to headquarters.
Where's headquarters?
I don't know.
Well, what would a spy do if he was attacked by a killer?
Some spies scream and some spies run.
What are you?
I'm a screaming runner.
Hey, if you were captured by the enemy.
Captured?
Yes, if you were captured, would you be afraid to swallow the poison pills?
Poison pills?
Yeah, would you?
No, I got the kind that melt in your hand instead of your mouth.
Say, what's the first thing you do when you're in great danger?
I throw my raincoat on the ground.
What for?
Protect my knees while I pray.
Say, what qualifications do you need to be a spy?
You gotta be a liar, a sneak, a thief, a cheat.
How did you train for this?
I was a used car salesman.
Are you married?
Oh, yes, I'm married to a woman.
You're married to a woman, huh?
Yeah, lovely, like a little angel. She's
like
a little angel.
Little angel.
Walks like a little angel and talks like a little angel and sings like a little angel.
Where is she?
Flew away.
Is your wife here in Vegas with you?
Huh?
Is your wife here in Vegas with you?
Where'd you get that question?
I just threw it in for kicks.
Well, throw in an answer.
Is
here, you're lousing me up all over town.
Is it true that...
Oh.
No. Is it true that you're really Italian?
Oh, yeah, I'm from northern Italy.
How far north?
Poland.
Do you Do you think you're as great a lover as Richard Burton?
Are you kidding? Last night there was a girl banging on my door.
Did you let her in?
No, I let her out. Here he is, Mr. Tony Mark.
There's no tomorrow when love is here. So kiss me. There's no tomorrow. There's just tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you. Marvelous. Thank you. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to meet a typical American Indian. Here he comes. Sir, I don't believe... I don't believe I have your name.
What's your name?
Steve Rossi.
No, you don't have my name.
You look very familiar to me.
I'm your partner.
No. No, I mean...
I threw that in.
I thought you were.
I wanted to see if you're paying attention.
I mean, haven't I seen your face before?
Yeah, on a nickel.
You mean the one with the buffalo on the back?
That's my wife.
What kind of war paint do you wear in battle?
Oh, lipstick, rouge, mascara.
Does it help you to fight?
With that kind of stuff on, you gotta fight.
Say, do you remember much of Custer's Last Stand?
More than he does.
Do you still do your laundry by banging it up against the rocks?
No, I have a giant in my washing machine.
Hey, do you hunt deer?
Yes, darling. No. Don't ask me if I hunt bear. We're in trouble.
When did you start carrying this tomahawk?
When my neighborhood started to change.
Tell me, is that a peace pipe?
No, that's for the winter time.
That's for the winter time.
When it's winter in the wigwam and I want heat,
yeah.
I bang on a pipe.
I think I'm gonna give you. Hey, what? Thank you, ma'am. What do you do with that drum?
Send messages.
You send messages?
I send messages with drum.
Yeah, could you send a message?
I have to use this. My blanket's on fire.
Could you?
I made that one up, too.
You're doing a lot of it.
You told me ad lib whenever I feel like it.
Could you send a message for us?
Send message? Sure. Yeah.
What did you say?
Nothing. That was the area code.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to meet Mr. Harry S. Truman.
Hello, you son of a...
Hey, wait! Here she is, Miss Elizabeth Taylor.
Next!
Young organizations in America today, ladies and gentlemen, is the Boy Scouts. And here is a typical American Boy Scout.
Hello there.
You're a Boy Scout?
No, I'm Smokey the Bear.
All right, Marty, listen, if you're ready a Boy Scout, can you make fire by rubbing two sticks together?
Yeah, if one's a match.
Marty,
what are you laughing for? We do this every night. If you like it, then I might sit out there with them.
Is this a merit badge for swimming, this one?
For swimming, yeah, yes. My father taught me how to swim. He took me out in a lake in a canoe.
Yeah.
And when we got out in the middle, he threw me overboard, and then he rowed away.
Gee, that must have been hard.
It was harder getting out of the burlap bag.
Mark, do you know how to tell if mushrooms are safe to eat?
I have one of the other scouts taste them.
Suppose he gets poisoned.
Then I don't eat him.
Well, what's the toughest thing about being a Boy Scout?
Selling them damn cookies. You can't say brownie because Cor gets mad.
Well, they have their problem. I want to... They're with us tonight, I'll tell you that. Marty, do you know anything about first aid?
First aid? Yeah. I got a merit badge for first aid.
First aid? Oh, what do you do if you get a broken leg?
I limp. And I cry a lot, too.
Is this merit badge for bravery?
Yes, I killed a bear with my club.
You killed a bear with your club?
Mm-hmm.
Well, weren't you scared?
No, there are 50 of us in my club. We hit that baby.
All right, now listen. Have you ever been to the Boy Scout Jamboree?
To the Jamboree? Yeah. I do my magic act. I saw a girl in half.
Is there anybody else in your family talented?
Two half-sisters.
Yeah, two. Well, what have you got in that canteen, Marty?
Booze. I have booze in my canteen.
I'm going to tell your scoutmaster.
Go ahead. It's Dean Martin.
Say, do you have any hobbies that you're interested in? Is that girl your sister?
No, my sister living.
I'm just just kidding, honey. Hey, do you have any hobbies that you're interested in?
Yeah, that girl.
No, really.
I collect bees. I have 1,000 bees.
You have 1,000 bees?
Uh-huh, 1,000 bees. It's a hobby with me. I collect them. I have them in my house. They're in my house buzzing around.
Yeah, well, Marty, don't the bees sting you in the house?
No, I have them in my room in the house. Yeah, they're in my room. You go in a house, in my room, there's 1,000 bees buzzing around in my house.
I know,
Marty. It's a hobby. I collect them.
Yeah, but...
Randazzo bees.
Wait a minute. But, Marty, when you go...
1,000 bees just buzzing in my room.
I know.
All the scouts have to have a hobby,
okay.
So I collect bees.
Okay, but
you go in my house, Marty, and then in my room, you see 1,000 bees buzzing around.
When you go into your room, right?
You have to go in the house.
I know, but wait.
And then you go in my room,
room
at 1,000 bees.
And there's 1,000 bees, and don't the bees sting you?
No, I have them... I have them in a drawer.
You have them where? Where do you have them?
I can't remember where you told me to put them. You're making me laugh. You give me too many new questions. I'm only a kid.
All right.
I just got rid of my pimples.
Now, wait a second. Now, listen, I don't know where you are.
I don't know where you are either, but I got 1,000 bees in a drawer. They'll probably suffocate.
Yeah, they probably will.
How the hell with them? It's only a hobby.
The bees are in the...
Thank God, you sing great.
Now, wait a second. The bees are in the drawer, right?
Yeah, and they're gonna stay in the drawer till you come up with an answer.
When you're smiling, oh, when you're smiling, the whole world is gonna smile along with you.
You know the difference between sex and a chicken salad sandwich?
No, I don't.
Oh, you better have lunch with me tomorrow.
When you're laughing, oh, keep on laughing, and the whole world is gonna laugh along with you.
You know the difference between a horse and a girl?
No, I don't.
You must have some wonderful dates.
Cause when you're crying, oh, you bring on the rain. Stop your crying and be happy again.
Hey, mister, what are you gonna do about them bees? You're very good looking.
Thank you very much, Whitey.
In fact, if I ever switch, you're first.
So keep on smiling, cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you. You're marvelous. Thank you. It's good to be back here at the Sands for Jack and Trotter. Thank you.
Hey, I was just thinking, you have some technique with girls. Everybody in Vegas is talking about you with girls. And I'd like to meet a nice girl.
You'd like to meet a nice
girl? I figure we're going to be here 2 more weeks, and I'm lonesome.
You're a little lonesome?
I can't even get room service.
Okay. I'll tell you what I could
do. I want to meet a nice girl.
I'll tell you what I could do, Martin. I could show you how to make a date on the telephone.
I can't get it off the wall. I just threw that in.
I know you did.
You get me a date on a telephone?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll show you how to do it on the phone.
There's a lot of talk about you now.
Date. A date on the phone.
The way she's laughing, she probably thinks you could do it. Okay, lady, trick or treat.
You want to go on the road? No, really, Mark, could you get me a...
Get you a telephone, or do you want her?
No. Give me a telephone.
Telephone,
yeah,
and you get me a girl.
Right, and I'll show you how to make a date with a girl on the telephone. Okay? Now, Marty, what you do, wait till after the show. Now, listen.
Don't get her, get another one. She laughs.
Okay, now.
Telephone?
Give me the telephone.
You'll get me a date with a girl?
I'll show you how to do it, Marty.
You show me your technique.
You do exactly what I do, right?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have a baby. I never had a baby.
Hello. Hi, honey. This is Steve Rossi calling. Yes, You are everything to me. You are my memory. Stay. What more can I say? I love you madly. You are my dream. What was that, honey? You want to meet me in 20 minutes? Where? All right, I'll be right over. Right, sweetheart. All right, goodbye. La da da dee da da. Come here, Marty. Now you do what I did, all right? Same thing. Dial a number. Talk to them. Sing the song. You seen this on dial? That's it.
My luck, I'll get the health club. Hello there. This is Steve Rossi from the team. You are too beautiful for whatever you are to me, because I know. And I thought maybe you like... Hello? Hello there. She hung up.
She hung up.
I sang a chorus and a half.
Okay, no. I'll tell you what, Marty. Maybe.
I mean, I can't wait to
see that. I'll tell you what you should do. Maybe just use your own name and a little more personality.
My own name.
Yeah, and maybe you better not sing. Don't sing.
Don't sing?
Don't sing.
I thought I would do what you do. Technique on a girl on a telephone. Of course. Hello there. This is Marty Allen from Allen and Rossi. I thought maybe you'd like to go out with me after the show. Huh? Oh, just a minute. She says she has a terrible headache.
Oh, tell her you bring over some aspirins. Go on, tell her.
Hey, lady. I bring you some aspirins. Huh? Oh, just a minute. She said she'd feel a hell of a lot better when I hang up.
All right, then hang up.
Lady, hang it up.
That's right. Marty, now come here. Now, when you talk to a woman, you have to be romantic. Now, can you do that? Can you get a romantic sound in your voice?
A sound?
A romantic attitude?
An attitude? Yeah. I can't stay here all night. This is it. I have to go to Venus. Hello there.
Hi.
This is Marty Allen from Allen & Rossi.
Now you got it.
And I thought maybe that you would like to go with...
That voice is great. That's the voice. That's the voice. Great voice.
Hang up. I'll call you back. Excuse the intrusion. I thought maybe you'd like to go out with me after the show. Huh?
She wants to go out? All right, Marty, find out. Wait. You didn't get there yet. Wait, Marty, find out where she wants to meet you.
Oh, where would you? And we should be there. Huh? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Of course. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's not a condition. Uh-huh. I never did it. Wonderful. Okay. Bye.
What happened?
He told me to meet him right after the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Thank you. We've had a great big time here at the Swinging Sands Hotel. Clap your hands. We've had a great big time here at the Swinging Sands Hotel. Everybody, we've had a great big time here at the Swinging Sands Hotel. Now everybody sing. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everybody, glory, glory, hallelujah.
America's number one comedy team, Marty Allen and Steve Rossi.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time I'd like you to meet a young fella who drives all the girls crazy. How about a nice welcome for my partner, Marty Allen. Right away, huh?
Hello there. I'd like to read you page 5 of the Tropic of Cancer. This brought... Now I lay me down to slumber. I pray to God I hit my number. If I should die before I wake, put $5 on number 8. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Get yourself 2 broads instead of just 1. I made it up. Might as well enjoy yourself, the flamingo's on fire. Roses are reddish, violets are bluish. If it wasn't for Christmas, the whole world would be Jewish. I want to thank Helene Curtis for the job she did on me. Next time, I hope she does my hair. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll show you a house full of dirt. I made it up. I have a pretty brown-eyed cow who gives me milk and cheese, and now I'm sitting in my room with hoof and mouth disease. I made it up.
Hey, what's the matter?
I just had an aspirin, a bufferin, and the race is on.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the weather girl. Here she is.
Hello there. 89 degrees in Los Angeles, 41 in Chicago, 69 in Montreal, and it's hot as hell in Peyton Place.
Right now, we'd like you to meet some famous people in the news. Here's the Secretary of Health, Mr. Ribicoff.
Hello there.
Mr. Ribicoff, do you think we should have birth control in the United States?
Birth control? Yes. Yeah, there are too many kids who are cluttering up our housing. The mothers are aggravated. The old men don't know what to do. You go in a drugstore.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ribicoff. Now I'd like you to meet Bobby Kennedy.
Hello there.
Mr. Kennedy, Bobby, why did you go into politics?
I wanted to go in business with my brother.
Well, do you like your job as Attorney General?
No, I wanted to be president.
And why did you want to be president?
Because Dad promised me.
Here's the Secretary of State, Mr. Dean Rusk.
Hello there.
Mr. Rusk, what are your future plans?
I'm going to give Russia all our top secrets.
Why?
Then they'll be 2 years behind us.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to meet the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Dillon.
Hello there. 2 and 2 are 4, 4.
Mr. Dillon, what do you think about the Taft-Hartley bill?
I think we ought to pay it.
Here's Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Hello there, yippee!
Mr. Johnson, why do you keep flying all around the world?
I'm trying to find Lady Bird.
And I'd like to meet Senator Barry Goldwater.
Hello there, I'm conservative.
Senator, as you know, the whole world's in critical condition.
Hell, I didn't know that. I've been out of town.
I'd like to meet Mr. Adlai Stevenson.
Hello there.
Mr. Stevenson, how do you feel about foreign affairs?
I never had one.
Right now, I'd like you to meet General de Gaulle.
Bonjour there. C'est la guerre, pussycat.
General... After the show. General, how many men in the French army?
About half.
Here's a fellow who spent the last 30 days in a bomb shelter.
Hello there.
Say, what did you miss most in the last 30 days?
The month of December.
Now I'd like you to meet Admiral Rickover of the atomic submarine Nautilus.
Hello there.
Admiral... How often do you surface your submarine?
We come up every 6 months.
And what for?
Find out where in the hell we are.
From Africa, I'd like you to meet... Wait your turn. From Africa, I'd like you to meet Mr. Chumby.
Hello there.
Mr. Chumby, how do you feel about Katanga?
Man, I just learned how to do the twist.
And now I'd like you to meet Mr. Sammy Davis, Jr.
I want to thank Ebony Magazine for naming me the Jewish Act of the Year.
Here's Mr. Fidel Castro.
Hello there. I'll take on the Roosevelt, 3 tractors, Jack Parr, and a bag of fertilizer.
Mr. Castro, what do your people think of you?
They think I'm the Cuban Abraham Lincoln.
What do you mean by that?
They want me to go to the theater, sit in a box.
Now, tell me, why do you have so many enemies?
Because I need a man's deodorant.
Here's Mr. Jimmy Hoffa.
Hello there. Move them trucks.
Mr. Hoffa, why were you elected the head of the truckers' union?
Because I know all the good places to eat on the road.
And now I'd like to meet Mr. Harry Truman.
Hello there, USO.
Mr. Truman, do you think President Kennedy is too young?
To do what?
Not like to meet Marjorie Michaelmore from the Peace Corps.
Hello there.
Marjorie, how was everything in Nigeria?
Hell, man, didn't you get my postcard?
And now I'd like to meet the first Russian to go in orbit, Major Gagarin.
Hello there.
Major, you look very happy. Why are you so happy?
I finally got out of the damn country.
I understand you're going back into space.
No, I'll never go back.
Why not?
You ever been kissed in the mouth by Khrushchev?
From the Belgian Congo, here's Mr. Kasavubu.
Hello there, Sapphire.
Mr. Kasavubu. Would you like some more UN troops?
Yeah, the last batch was delicious.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the year is 1492, and the place somewhere in Spain.
Hello there.
Sir, what is your name?
My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, I see. Well, when were you born?
On Columbus Day. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, what are you famous for?
I'm a great lover.
What do you mean by that?
Ever hear the Knights of Columbus?
All right, now, who did you make love to?
Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria.
Those are ships.
It wasn't easy.
Who did you take with you on your voyage?
I took my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my three kids, and my girlfriend.
Why didn't you take your wife?
She don't like my girlfriend.
Tell me, did you have trouble crossing the Atlantic?
Oh, did I have trouble.
Why was that?
I was in the Pacific.
And what else did you discover?
Rock of Gibraltar.
And what did you do with it?
I sold it to Prudential.
What did Queen Isabella say to you?
She said, take your hands off me, Columbus. You discovered enough for one night.
Thank you. Thank you. You're wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City to meet and greet the official wine taster.
What the hell is in that metric cow? In your mother.
Say, how did you get into this business?
My father.
Was he a wine taster?
No, drunk.
All right, now, what's the first thing a wine taster must learn to do?
Take the damn cork out of the bottle. Oh, my God, look at my navel. It must be a condition. Do you know my wife?
No, I don't know your wife.
I love my wife.
You love her?
I really love her.
What is she like?
She's like a little bird. She walks like a little bird, she talks like a little bird, and she sings like a little bird.
Where is she?
The cat ate her. I made it up.
I don't know.
You're beautiful. If I ever switch, you're first. This is a good year to marry an Italian.
I thought you were married.
Yeah, my husband fools around. What's red and yellow, has four eyes and 13 legs?
I don't know. What is?
I don't know either, but it just crawled in your ear. What are you laughing? We do this every night.
Tell me, how did you get into this condition?
I was before the Senate Investigating Committee.
And what happened?
I took the fifth seven times.
All right, now, do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I cross parakeets with tigers.
What?
Wait till you hear this one. I cross parakeets with tigers.
What do you get?
I don't know, man, but when it talks, you sure in hell better listen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, Japan is very baseball conscious, and tonight we're very happy to have with us the number one Japanese ball player for his very first interview. Here he is.
Hello there. I saw you.
Sir, what is your name?
Hi, Schwartz.
How would you say that in English?
Irving.
I understand you're a pitcher.
Uh-huh.
What's your best pitch?
Hello, baby. How about it?
All right, now, where did you learn to play baseball?
Geechee College.
That's a girl's school.
And they said it couldn't be done.
Are you interested in any other sports?
Yeah, karate. I break boards with my hand.
Oh, that's right. I heard that you broke... I heard that you broke 15 boards with one stroke.
I broke 15 boards. I broke three fingers. I broke my arm.
Now, wait a second.
I broke my wrist. I broke my shoulder. And I got a hernia lifting a board.
What did you do before becoming a ball player?
I was a soldier in a Japanese army.
And where were you stationed?
Little Rock High School.
What happened there?
They have a lot of trouble. I got scared. I ran away. I hide in a cave.
Oh, I see. Well, how did you keep the cave clean?
I have a girl come in once a week.
And what kind of food did you eat?
Chicken chow mein, egg roll, spare rib, wonton, butter.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Chinese food.
What was it? Jewish neighborhood.
Now tell me, what are you going to do now that the baseball season is over, huh?
I go back to my old job.
Your old job? What was that?
I was a hole licker licker. I was a hole licker licker. I was a hall licker licker.
Now, wait a minute. Would you explain that, please?
The way she laughed, let her explain. You pretty hip broad there. You don't understand, lady. I was a hall licker licker. Hall licker licker. I work in a shipyard when they bring ship down to the water. They take the liquor, they break it over the hull. I lick the liquor. Hall licker licker. You speak Japanese?
No, I don't speak Japanese.
You should speak.
Well, I'd like to learn that.
Would you like to?
Uh-huh.
Repeat after me.
All right.
Atayo.
Atayo.
Atemina.
Atemina.
Adoshen.
Adoshen.
Bore.
Bore.
Avinu mogenu.
Avinu mogenu.
Very good.
What did I say?
You just donated $500 to my synagogue.
A few moments ago, the United States government landed a man on the moon, and I am about to make radio contact with him. Hello up there!
Hello there!
What is your exact position?
I'm on a ladder.
What's on the other side of the moon?
A label.
What does it say?
Go home, Yank.
Did you take your rooster up?
No, he chickened out.
Tell me, can you see the Russians up there?
Yeah, there's a whole gun.
How many Russians?
500 men and one woman.
What does she do?
Are you kidding?
Do you miss your wife?
No, yours.
Is the air thin up there?
What?
I said, is the air thin up there?
I forgot the answer. Ask me another question.
All right.
Why is this night different from any other night?
Is there any vegetable life on the moon?
No tomatoes.
Are they ripe?
No, ma'am, but they're ready.
Do you have a message for President Kennedy?
Yeah, send up more broths, no dogs.
What do you do to amuse yourself?
Next question, please.
I think they know. I mean, what do you do for recreation?
I go out with a woman in the moon.
You mean the man in the moon?
Now you tell me.
You gotta hear this. This woman, she's very prominent in this town. She gives a lot of money. Her name is Mrs. Cohen. She went to the foremost portrait painter and she said, "I want you to do my portrait." So he says, "It'll be my pleasure." And he did this gorgeous portrait and he says, "Mrs. Cohen, I want to tell you something. I think this is the best thing I've ever done. I think I've captured you completely." She says, "Well, good. But I want you to do me a favor." I said, "What is it?" She says, "I want you to paint diamond bracelets up and down my arm. Put a emerald earrings and a ruby brooch." He said, "You don't need it. You have a simple black dress." She said, "I'm paying you. Put what I tell you. I want diamond bracelets up and down my arm to the pits. I want a tiara in my head, emerald earrings, and a ruby brooch. Now paint." So he paints and finishes. Well, it's done. It's loud. It's ostentatious. But that's what you wanted, Mrs. Cohen. Look, it's so bright. Could I ask you personally why you wanted this? She said, "I'll tell you the truth. I went to the doctor. I don't have very long to live. My husband is running around with a young girl. I know as soon as I die, he's going to bring her to my house and she's going to get all my beautiful things. I want her to go nuts trying to find my jewelry."
Hello there, I'm Marty Allen. Are you aware of prison conditions in our country today? Our prisons are pressure cookers. If they don't have a safety valve, they'll explode. The National Association for Justice has that safety valve. It's called Hotline to Hoffa. It's a toll-free number for inmates, officials, or concerned citizens to prevent riots, strikes, and needless killings in prison. Call Hotline to Hoffa, 800-424-8625. Thank you.
All these people, are they the last of the secret agents? Well then, are they the last of the secret agents? All right then, take a look at these two tough guys. Notice how tall and dark and irresistibly handsome they are. How utterly fierce their gaze. How absolutely terrifying their weapons. How girls cling to them. Who are these men? Could it be that Allen and Rossi are the last of the secret agents? Is this the way the spy game ends? Not with a bang, but with a yuck? Seeing this 100-proof, goof-proof spy spoof.
He's never caught one spy on tow. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland. But he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
Thank you.
espionage ever be the same again? For those of you who are curious, find out. See The Last of the Secret Agents.
You've been listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast on the internet, also live on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Hope you enjoyed our tribute to comedy team Alan and Rossi, Marty Allen and Steve Rossi. We listened to two LPs by the 1960s comedy team. First, we heard In Person, a laughing live recording at the Sands Hotel Las Vegas, Allen and Rossi on Mercury Records from 1964. And before that, we heard a record from 1963 called Hello There, Marty Allen and Steve Rossi, recorded live at the Sands in Las Vegas, a shockingly similar title to the other album, this one on ABC Paramount Records. Yeah.
sick and tired and lonely, deep in dark despair. Thinking one thought only, where is she? Tell me where. And she says to you, she doesn't love me. Just give her my message.
From a song.